Live on Demand. My new transition. Y'all can give up to my co-host, Mimi. There you go. Do you want to introduce yourself to the people?
Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, hey y'all, I'm Mimi.
Oh, that's it. You don't want to tell them about your modeling page.
I will. Okay, well, so you got a little information for me. I'm a model, or upcoming model. I started with T-shirt, actually. So, you know, it's a little practice. I'm a little nervous, y'all, so bear with me. I'm going to take a shot for y'all. But anyway.
Okay. Well, y'all, I'm not Cheetah Model anymore. I'm officially Team Melina. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, let's get on. So today, supposed to have on the show is Bone Jones. But before we get into all of that, let's talk about, you know, how people think they can just exit your life and just try to come back when they feel like it. Like, this is not all revolving door, nothing like that. My thing is, if you want to go, just stay out. Don't come back. Like, there's a reason why you left, so don't make it a reason to come back. What you think, Nene?
Okay, my bad.
What you think about people leaving and coming back in your life?
How I feel about this? Like you said, it's been a revolving door. But honestly, I would say I would go back. I'd rather go back than go forward, like, then pick another person. But I get tired of getting to know new people, problems, and baggage and all that. That's, like, too much. So, you know, but if it's just at that point to where you just, there's no coming back from there, like, once you cross that line, it's over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because some people do so wrong and think they just come back and everything will be okay. You can say sorry, exactly, flowers, candy, all of that. It just don't work that way. Like, I don't know. I think it depends on what you did. You could come back from, you know, that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you did something, like, totally bad, that's not coming back from it. I believe in second chances, but third, fourth, fifth, we can't even go there.
That's too much.
I don't even know. Exactly. So another thing, I see on somebody's status, he probably chat in, but he's like, we at the age where you shouldn't be fighting or nothing like that. Like, you should handle your problems by talking. They say use your big person words.
Big person words. But sometimes. But you work, though, because we are too old for all that fighting and all that extra drama.
I can't believe you just said you just going to bring up a face and say it like that.
I'm breaking up. Don't so, y'all, he's going to chirp in. We're not laughing at you. We're laughing at him because he said, I took his Facebook status and ran with it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit. I was like, wait, I just heard the Facebook status he brought into this.
I told y'all he was going to chirp in. He can't resist the chirping in.
That's funny.
Yeah. But for real, though.
How long the season? Your season, like, how long did it last? How many Tuesdays?
I don't know. It just depends on how well the show goes and how many people like to interact and stuff like that. You know, basically how many people. Yeah.
Our seasons are it's really weird because you know traditional seasons that's short. If radio world seasons are different, like, but this show you look at all the way to the week before Christmas or whatever. So let me see where Christmas falls this year. Let's break that down for people that's listening. Okay, so Christmas is actually on a Sunday this year. So that week before would it be the last Tuesday, and then we wouldn't be back for 2 weeks. Come back and start a new season. So basically, we always start a new season at the beginning of every year.
So, like I said, y'all, I did my first photo shoot of the new year. coming back.
You need to get on that.
And I got a group project coming up. Y'all look out for that. And I'm looking for models. So if you in like the area or something, or you model, you think you're a model, we can work with it, you know. And we looking for makeup artists and hairstylists and stuff that want to update their portfolio. So if you're looking to do that, just hit me up on Facebook. It's T Thompson, and on Instagram, I'm T Melina 3 A's and an underscore.
I think I'm thinking about starting a battle rap league. So I need rappers that can freestyle or write both, whatever. I need all that.
Yeah, so what I did, dang, I just lost what I was about to say. Oh, wow.
So, all right, let me go. No, honestly, I was only thinking about interview questions. I don't know what.
Well, let's piggyback on this thing about fighting. So I decided to, somebody talked to me, so I decided to drop all, you know, little anger and, you know, little things that I said and what I was going to do or whatever. I just let that go and use my big words and my actions, let it show that, like, yeah, I moved on, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing better, I'm not worried about you, or whatever. And it's just it's time to move on from all negativity, all negative people, and I'm not going to worry about what people say, you know, because I know it's not what you're called, it's what you answer to, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you, like, my cousin, she went out for her birthday, and she was like, I can say she was naked, but she was basically naked. And, like, people was hating. Someone, like, what the fuck? I mean, let me stop pressing. I'm sorry. So they, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, looking at her weird, like, nah, be yourself, be you. Like,
yeah. I mean, it's all about being yourself.
You
can't
about,
be nobody else.
People are always worried about the next person.
You have to wear, exactly. You have to do you, do what's best for you, do what you think that's going to make you, you know, it's an image, so, you know, do what's comfortable for you. Something else. Oh, and before I forget, I want to give a shout out to Nika Cruz for, like, supporting, like, the radio show. She has a page that she do, like, Working Women Wednesday. She got, like, different artists on there, like, upcoming artists. She has her clothing brand is Inherit Clothing Brand. Y'all can go check that out. Buy a couple pieces. They're really nice pieces, and they're really affordable. So she's not trying to break y'all pockets. And she really take nice pictures, but she always say, I'm not a model. I just take nice pictures. And what does she do? She do, you know, she help other people. She don't, you know, try to down people or anything. She help different people from, like, makeup artists, what is it, hairstylists and things like that. I actually was in one of her video shoots for her clothing brand. Not sure if she still has that one in particular, but y'all can go check that out. And what else? I was thinking about. Oh, so as I said, I was looking for like models and things. She actually has a project coming out in April, and she's looking for models. And she's not looking for any models that's like stuck up or anything. She's looking for models that are not stuck up and outgoing, and you know, like to, you know, donate their time into, you know, helping a good cause, like breaking out the city and having different artists performing and things. And she also, like, need artists to sign up. If you want to sign up, you can contact her. The artist with the most donated canned goods and clothes and stuff like that actually win. You actually win, like, a video shoot, a free photo shoot and stuff like that. So y'all need to go ahead. If it's free, you better go ahead and stop playing. But you have to get your people to donate. Like, you have to help out the city. That's where you start. You have to start in your city. And what else you want to talk about? Like, what's in your day that happened that really ticked you off?
Ticked me off today? Nothing. I don't even be laying stuff. Gets to me. Other than some fact where I live at, matter of fact, where I live at, right, we need laundry cards. And I be losing my laundry card. So it's like, I don't know, it just washing clothes for me is just too much. And then I got my daughter, and I be like, ugh, it just do me today. But I got it done. So I found it at the last. Like, I found my card at the last minute. I'm like, oh, okay. Had to get that out the way. But other than that, my day was Gucci.
Okay, so let's talk about what made me come back to modeling after pregnancy. Well, actually, I always wanted to do modeling, but it's like when I was pregnant, nobody wanted to work with me at all because I was pregnant. So that made me want to do it even more because, like, now I just want to show them, like, yeah, okay, I was pregnant. I wasn't, you know, disabled or anything. Yeah, I wasn't disabled or anything. I was just, you know, chilling, trying to take care of myself, you know. But they didn't see it that way. So basically, I just want to show them, like, that, yeah, I can still do it and still be a mom. Like, y'all. But now we're going to see, like, the same people that told me that they didn't want to work with me because of me. Okay, yeah, oh, now you want to work with me. All right, I'm going to tax them. Do, do, do. 100 plus, like, because for real, I just don't understand why certain photographers don't like to work with pregnant people. Like, they help your portfolio, like, you know,
it depends on what photographer you pick, though, because some photographers only want, like, a certain type of shoot. So, it's like, pregnant, they're not, you know what I'm saying, pregnant women, it's not, and they're, what's the word in my little that I'm looking for? I don't know, I can understand. When I was pregnant, I didn't want to do no shoots. I was big and just not myself, so I was just like,
I wanted to do shoots.
I was too big for that. And I just wanted to eat and sleep. Not me. Now I'm back. I'm back now. So,
yeah. Well.
So how you feel? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, just you were afraid to say something.
I don't even know what I said. I won't say now. But I was gonna say like, but some photographers shouldn't shut out like the idea of a pregnant person coming to you and want to work with them, because first of all, that could help you out in the long run and get more people, because you know people are basically people get pregnant every day. You know, kids are born every year.
Right.
So if you do that, you can get more money. Like, it's a lot of pregnant people out here. But, you know, people don't see it that way. So you just got to take the good and the bad and keep it moving and do, you know, work harder. Prove to them, yeah, okay. Because I actually got a whole lot of stuff lined up. So we're going to see. Actually, the dude that didn't want to work with me when I was pregnant, he's actually trying to work with me now. So,
ain't nobody got time for that.
Tisha, how you feel about side chicks? Like, what? How you feel about side chicks? And matter of fact, side chicks and main chicks, that whole little theory concept right there.
Well, personally, I don't, well, I know people gonna be like, oh, she said that, whatever. See the whole thing about main chick and side chick, because, you know, you could be the main chick and,
right.
Ooh, what did I say? You could be the main chick and then something happened. And, like, what's the main chick cheat? And then the other dude go and cheat. So who to say who a side chick and a main chick? Like, that don't even make sense. My personal opinion is, you know, sometimes you don't even know, like, the dude got a girl or not, you know. You could ask the dude, oh, you single? He'd be like, yeah. Like, how are you supposed to know that you the sad chick, you know? And girls always want to sit here and fight the girls. No, you need to check your dude, like, for real.
Because you opened the door for the girl to come in. So
exactly.
He basically gave her opportunity to mess up their relationship. What you mean?
Exactly, like these girls that be putting like their relationship problems on Facebook, and then get mad when a girl hit their dude up. Like, you just invited them into your relationship. Like, oh, they having problems. Let me step in.
And ain't no man cheat. All that whack. Because if you're not the only one, then what difference does it make? Like, you
got
the
everybody trying to be
on. He's on this. She's on that. But he knowing that to a whole lot of other chicks too. So all that man chick and side chick stuff is just in the way.
Well, look, I say, look, if you got a chick at home, stay at home. Don't go out looking for other females, especially if you got a kid. Take care of y'all kids and females. Oh my God, stop running behind dudes doing all this extra mess.
It's not that serious. Keep female friends or all that away from your dude, because females do not care. And, like, it's 2017. They playing the game just like niggas is playing the games. Like, they don't care.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, females are just, they taking over now. They say, forget all of that. It ain't no, it ain't no.
Yeah, some of them, they got a nigga for everything. What? You thought it was only you.
Exactly.
No, but it shouldn't even be like that. It's crazy that it's like that, but it shouldn't even be like that.
Yeah. So, you guys, we're going to go to our music break. We have a song by M.E. called Hydraulics. And Jody. Gigi. So let's get it. And we'll be right back, and we'll be interviewing our guests.
Hydraulics.
I'm looking for a bad one that ain't scared to drop it down and get low.
You know I'm up and down.
Drop it down to the floor. This is for my money making pros. I like to see
hydraulics, 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 up and down, up and down. Hydraulics, hydraulics, watch me bounce, watch me bounce. Hydraulics, 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 up and down, up and down. Hydraulics, hydraulics, watch me bounce, watch me bounce. Hydraulics, hydraulics.
My chick got a whole lot of swag. My flip got a whole lot of cash. My chick got a whole lot of swag. Body so stupid, got. First I made them dance like a stripper. Now they getting high with it. Now I got hidden switches. I said now I got hidden switches.
Make that hydraulic.
Make that
hydraulic.
Make that
hydraulic. Hydraulic. Hydraulic.
That got a whole lot of slap. That get a whole lot of clap. I've been putting ticks on the map. I threw on roll collection, now I'm out.
Hydraulics.
I'm looking for a bad. One that ain't scared to drop it down and get low.
Up and down, up and down.
Drop it down to the flow. This is for my money making pros. I like to see
hydraulics, 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 up and down, up and down. Hydraulics, hydraulics, watch me bounce, watch me bounce. Hydraulics. Hydraulics, 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 up and down, up and down. Hydraulics, hydraulics, watch me bounce, watch me bounce. Hydraulics, hydraulics.
It go left, right, left, right, twerk. Yeah, they call me love and I came to see you work. Clap, clap your thighs, clap, clap your thighs, clap, clap your thighs and twerk. Clap, clap your thighs, clap, clap your thighs, clap, clap your thighs and twerk. They better get they, better get they, better get they. Cause my cash right, my swag right. Go around and get hit, get hit. They hating on you, man. Bend it over, touch your toes, not spread your legs, then do the split. Now let me see you do it over.
Hydraulics.
I'm looking for a bad. One that ain't scared to drop it down and get low.
Up and down, up and down.
Drop it down to the flow.
Watch me bounce,
this is for
watch
my
me
money
bounce.
Making pros. I like to see
hydraulics, 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 up and down, up and down. Hydraulics, hydraulics, watch me bounce, watch me bounce. Hydraulics. Hydraulics, 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 up and down, up and down. Hydraulics, hydraulics, watch me bounce, watch me bounce. Hydraulics, hydraulics, hydraulics.
I put her on that eighth base. Her homegirl, she bopped out.
She do.
I put her on that eighth base.
Let go.
Her homegirl, she bopped out. Make that
hydraulics.
Make that
hydraulics.
Make that
hydraulics.
And let me see you from the back. She see me in my rope collection. Made her shake her lower section. Yeah, in no direction.
Hydraulics.
You know, baby, without being in it, you're about the best dealer I have.
Oh, is that why you come up here?
Right.
Yeah, I'm the boy, the boy, the boy.
Go. Do your thing while I do my thing. I'm like, go. Do your thing while I do my thing. She pop it right. Late night. Early morn. That sluggy horn, she loves on Saturdays. She get nasty with it, she be fucking sideways. I said get nasty my way, yeah, that freaky way. So I told Shawty please come my way. She said I freaky, hit her with the freaky leaky. Then she talking really stupid, so I hit her with the freaky dicky. Licky, licky, sticky, that icky. She be dripping wet, so I love that fucking licky, licky. Then I hit her with the dicky. I be long piping, short piping, never that. Ooh, Lord, that ass fat. Let me see that pussy work.
pussy open, I can make that pussy squirt. If you want it, you gon' get it. Wanna come, then you gon' work. Work, work, work. Get down on the ground, two shots and she is turned. I got all these sexy ladies, no panties, no shirt. If you niggas keep on stunting, you gon' make my niggas curse. Swerve, swerve, swerve. Smoking too much weed, just woke up already hurt. I got bitches all around me and all my niggas turn. In the words of Big Sean, one fucking I'ma swerve.
Go, do your thing while I do my thing. I'm like, go, do your thing while I do my thing. Go, shawty, it's your birthday. Why these bitches in the club looking thirsty? What's the time? 1:30. And why these white bitches tryna go home early? Black bitches tryna go home early. Latino shorty tryna go home early. Got 30 bitches tryna go home early. Thirsty bitches tryna go home early. Go, go. Do your thing while I do my thing. I'm like, go. Do your thing while I do my thing. Go, go. Do your thing while I do my thing. I'm like, go. Do your thing while I do my thing.
Hello, y'all. We back. We're going to interview Bone Jones.
Jones.
While we're waiting on our guest, we're gonna make up a song and get in somebody's studio and remix it for them. I went to school with him actually.
You say you went to sleep? I thought you said you went to sleep.
No, I said I went to school with him.
Oh,
girl, no.
Who was that?
Don't be putting it in the atmosphere.
I'm not. I just thought that's what you said. Who was that? What's his name?
You said what school I went to?
I said what's his name? The dude on the
phone. His name's Jody. Jody Lee. Yeah. Okay. So. All right.
You said like you heard a star rapping song.
Who, me? I am going, girl, I can rap. You ain't know that.
Mm-mm.
There's some rhymes for you.
I'm ready to be weak on it.
Oh, girl, I'm be weak too because I can't really rap. All right, let me see.
Don't embarrass me.
I don't even know what to rap about.
Oh, rap about some shit.
You can rap? I thought you could rap. Or sing. Oh, yeah, they got a special guest in the building.
What's up? How are y'all doing? What's up with y'all?
We good. How are you?
I mean, I'm good for the most. Just taking it one day at a time.
Definitely.
Yeah, I feel you. So let's get into this interview, you know. So I'm gonna just jump right into it. So what made you want to start rapping?
I mean, to be honest, I was messing around on the webcam. My mama had just freestyling on there, listening to Eminem. Me and my best friend, we used to just try to be funny. But then his sister came in there; she can rap for real. So she came and just, like, flushed our whole career down the drain in, like, 30 seconds with a freestyle. So from there, we just took it serious. And then ain't never let up. Just stay down.
Okay. So when you say we, as in your friends, like, are you in a group or are you just by yourself?
I mean, we started out as a group, but now we both on our solo mission. But it's like we link up at times, but we don't really got too much work together that's out. We got a lot of work that's in the studio, but as far as putting it out, we just working on our solo careers for the most now. You know.
Okay. Do you want to ask me some questions, or you want me to keep going?
I mean, you can keep going. I'm just hop in where I fit in.
Okay.
So, what you got from? You got some singles or mixtapes about to drop, or?
Yeah, I got a. I got two mixtapes ready to drop. I got one ready to drop on the 28th of this month called Blood on the Leaves that I did with another artist by the name of Man Khan that I met like a year ago. But he bought his work, like he's serious. So, I mean, he helped me out a lot, so that's what I'm working with. And then I got my solo project, Jones World, which is gonna drop sometime in March. I don't have no exact release date yet. But as far as the singles go, I have one single called Al that I'm ready to start pushing, but that's with featuring Nad Khan. And I have one called Kitchen that's on Jones World. So I'm trying to set up a video for that now. And for the most, I just got a lot of freestyle videos I'll be dropping.
Yeah, I heard Al when I just saw him. Okay.
Yeah.
So, as far as rapping, like, who do you see yourself trying to who do you see yourself trying to work with? Like it could be like a famous person or somebody you admire or something. Like, who do you really want to work with? Like, your goal that you're trying to reach?
I like Eminem. That's who I really want to work with. I like lyricists, lyrical people. Like, I don't really like to work with dumbed-down artists. I'm not going to say their names, but I like to work with Eminem. I like to work with T.I., Cassidy. I like Waka Flocka. He just tight. And Young Thug, he creator, so I listen to him. I listen to a lot of Lil Uzi Vert on the low, though. Yeah, man, that's about it. Well, I've been in 21 Savage, I listen to a lot of Slotty Gang. So I'll definitely do some work with 21. You know, basically, it's like anybody that I feel like I can relate to or connect to, On that type of level, you know.
What about local rappers?
So, like, yeah.
You said local rappers.
Local rappers you would like to work with? I mean, that's you wouldn't mind working with anything.
I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't mind working with anybody because at the end of the day, none of us are famous yet, so. It's going to take one of us to make it. I don't care which one of us make it, long as someone get Richmond off the ground so that we could get it. We just need that kickstart. So, really, I work with anybody who really about their business. So, you know, a lot of people been hitting me up because I dropped a little video about a month ago off of 21 Savage beat, off his No Hot beat. It's on my YouTube channel, Bones Y'all's Out. But, and it's like, after I dropped that, a lot of people been just hitting me up, emails, DMs, all that. They just want to work. So, I mean, I just got a lot of stuff lined up, backed up. You know, so, I mean, I'm going to work with people. So, I mean, I'll work with anybody. But as far as people that's like, as they say, popping, I guess, like, I heard a little bit of Ed the Realist. He said a lot. I mean, I'll do something with him. I've seen a couple of his videos. I mean, I worked with Nine Khan. We got a whole mixtape. I hear of Young Man, but I never actually heard none of his music. So, I mean, it's like I don't know too much about local artists, to be honest. But, I mean, I don't mind working.
Where can you see yourself in 5 years, like, as music-wise?
You said, where can I see myself what?
In 5 years, in music-wise. Like, what do you see yourself doing?
I mean, I can't predict the future, but I'm not really in it, like, for the fame. I'm in it because it's like, this is what I like to do. So it's like, I'm not really pressed on signing a deal or anything of that nature. I just want my talent to be known. I just want my city to be known. Because in Richmond, we have nothing for real. We have no type of promotion for nothing. So it's like, I don't know. But in 5 years, if it goes smoothly, like at the rate I'm going in 5 years, I plan on sitting at the Grammys or All-Star Game somewhere getting pointed at. For real.
That's how you're going to see it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to look at the bigger picture. I'm trying to, I don't know, I got a wild imagination. I'm trying to do movies. I'm trying to do it all. I want to do it all.
So what's your motivation like? When you wake up, what make you get up and go get it?
I mean, knowing that the fact, if I don't go get it, how are my kids going to receive it?
Right.
So that's my main motivation. That's what I do it for. I live my life as their time. If I don't raise them right or do what I have to do in order to raise them right, I mean, then I fail as a father. Therefore, I have to keep pushing every morning. And there's no days off, there's no negotiation. Just keep pushing. And that's as far as anything, working, music, anything. Just keep it pushing. No.
Okay. So, is there anything you could change within your music? Like, what would it be? I don't know, like, do shows or something, or like get a message out, like, you know, what's going on in the world or something like that. Like, if you could change something in the world through your music, like, what would it be?
I mean, for one, I want them to understand that when they say that time, that phrase, hip-hop is dead, then people say it's not. Well, in our actuality, it is. That dumbed-down music we hear today, that's not music. That's just sweet beats and people swagging out on the beats, which is good. I mean, it's solid. So, I mean, I want them to hear real lyrics again, like how we had, like, in the late 90s, early 2000s, like, real lyrics instead of just a bunch of wild, dumb, rotten music. I want them to see that every song don't have to be gangster, and even if it is, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Because I can't be a hypocrite, because a lot of my songs are about selling drugs and things of that nature, but it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So I want to show them, like, the wordplay. And then once you get them to listen, you can get your message out in any way, form, or fashion. All you have to do is pull their attention. You see what's going on. They see a rapper wearing tight jeans, now they want to wear tight jeans. They see a rapper wearing a bag, now they want to wear a bag. They're going to do whatever they see. They're going to mimic whatever they see the rapper do. So, therefore, I just got to use that to my advantage and just send out a message. And hopefully it get through. If you're smart enough, then it will. If you don't, then that's your loss. That's between you and God. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much that as far as that goes.
Okay. So have you done any shows or anything?
Nah, to be honest, I'm pretty much like just getting off the ground with this, like taking it serious. Cause I've been had the talent and I've been had all these songs, but I just wasn't doing nothing with them. I just would make them and I just go back to living my life. But it's like now I'm just starting to take it serious about for probably about 8 months now, and it's been doing good. It's been looking good so far. But honestly, I don't know no promotion. I don't have no promotion. Like, I'm green. I don't know what I need to do in order to perform and everything. It's like everybody knowing me. They knowing my skills. They know, they see my videos, what I can do. But it's like at the end of the day, I ain't doing enough. But it's like it's not because I don't want to. It's because I just don't know the game. I'm just slowly learning at this point.
So I heard a couple of songs or whatever. And you said you freestyle. So how did you get to a point where you can remember? Like, how you get your vocabulary the way it is my question. Like,
I mean,
you just be coming off the top of the dome with, I'm talking about big words, like.
I mean, yeah, I can, but it's like those words are already in my vocabulary. I don't just, like, no, I can't just, like, do it like a robot. But it's like when I was younger, I used to, like, study words. Me and my best friend, he raps, his name J. Gold. He raps, but we used to, like, study words. We'll do some, like, we'll take a big word, and then we'll write every word that we think that we could think of that rhymes with it. And then when we run out of that, we'll just start breaking it down into syllables or a syllable that rhymes with it. And then after that, we'll just have a sheet of paper with a bunch of words that rhyme with one word. Like I might have a paper with 32 rhymes with one word, like no bars, just all words. And then I'll go down, then I'll find another word, and then just do it all over again. Over a period of time, those words get stuck in your head. And once they're stuck in your head, I mean, if you got good memory, then as you freestyle it, then they just become natural, depending on how warmed up you are at the time, you know. But I'm glad you know that I try.
Okay, so, say for instance, you said you didn't want to become famous or anything or sign a contract or anything. Say if it was presented to you, like, would you, like,
would
you take the deal? Yeah.
That depends on the stipulations of the contract. But, I mean, I'm open to talk, but, I mean, that's not necessarily my goal. I ain't saying that I wouldn't, but, I mean, that's not, like, really my goal. But, I don't know. It just depends on the contract and who it's with and all that matters. Yeah.
So is there anything as far as something that we didn't ask you that you want the people to know?
I mean, at this point, I just want them to know that Blood on the Leaves coming, February 28th, Jones World coming in the middle of March. I don't have no exact date yet. We still working on that, on copywriting, et cetera. But that's pretty much it for now. I ain't going to release too much information. I'm just going to let this year take its course because anything else is just going to be a surprise. I'm just going to drive them.
And where can they find you at? Like, what's your Facebook, Instagram, all that, whatever you want to know?
Facebook, Bo Jones Al. Instagram, Jones World 59. Snapchat, Jones Al 21. on YouTube, Bone Jones Al. That's my channel. Like and subscribe. You can go on there and check out the Bone Jones Al No Hot Freestyle off the 21 Savage beat. You're going to love it. I guarantee it.
Okay.
That's pretty much
so
that.
So do you make your own beats, or do you sample
some
beats?
Of them. Some of them. Like some beats, I take some industry beats from mainstream artists if I like it, or if my little brother or a family member wants me to get on another person's beat, that's mainly the only way I really get on it. Like that 21 Savage beat, my brother wanted me to freestyle on it, so I did it, and it ended up going a little viral. Everybody wanted me to record it on wax, so then that's when I did it and dropped the video. And then, well, I use other people's beats. I make my own beats. My boy Jay Goon, he make beats. Nine Khan, he got a couple guys that make beats. Rox Hagen, he make beats out in East End, Richmond. So it's like, I just use a lot, anything that gets thrown at me at this point. But I mean, for the most, I use a Rox Hagen beat or my own.
Okay, so do you personally make your beat, or you have someone make it for you?
He says sometimes, I love him.
Now I'm talking about like personally, like do he actually
yeah.
be in his room, sitting there making them? Or he, you know, somebody else could be, you know, making it for him.
I've been making beats since I was 14. I'm 28.
It's like you're gonna give
look
us
at
a free
you. I mean, I know I kind of asked him the same question, but I tried to reword it. I mean, I asked him, do he use his own beats? I didn't know if he was making them or if somebody was making them for him. Yeah.
Yes,
you
can.
You put me on blast. I'm eating a meal and shit. I want to try to.
Y'all got to. Y'all
want
to. But
15 straight off the head.
You said what?
15 straight off the head.
You said, can I go straight off the head?
15 straight off the head.
Let me step outside real quick, man. I got sleep with kids and shit, man.
What happened?
I could just start whenever.
Yeah,
you ain't starting. Bonjour, Mr. I may not be flyer than the Pelican. I'm not the one you better than. I got my stripes like veteran. Ghost matter, shawty, I'm on fire. See my skeletons hit the same, tatted up like a fucking Mexican. Yesterday I flexed hard. Today I'ma flex again. Your girl sending me messages, so I guess you irrelevant. I swear she be good for the head like medicine. Love getting grabbed by a trunk like an elephant. On the low, I sex the friends. Papa Jones, that's the man. Pockets on the Zion, so I gotta put some cheddar in. I fell off, nigga, guess again. You stupid like my blood and thrax. That's that Trey Kush. I roll up trees like a lumberjack. Pistol burning, thunderclap. Like she was on Usher team as Mr. Al. Rush the scene and wet you like a submarine. Al, you could catch me on the north side. Air Force fly balling while you on the court side. Man, that's all y'all can right now. I'm fine. I'm trying to eat this fish plate. I'm going to keep it a band. I'm outside, nigga, staring at me and shit. Like, who the fuck do come outside and freestyle real quick? Nah.
Okay, so you only do rap, or you do different types of music?
Which man, like, you
saying
what, like, you saying what,
can
I sing?
You do rap, do R&B. No, I'm not asking you sing. I'm just saying what type of music do you do?
Yeah, I got I got a joint, the Chris Brown, what is that beat, Sweet Love, whatever it's called. I like R&B music. That's my favorite type of genre, for real. I listen to R&B music when I'm by myself or in the car I listen to R&B music. So I write off a lot of R&B music.
That's me. Are you a Sagittarius or are you just
Capricorn?
Oh, not mine.
Well, I gotta be a Sagittarius to write off R&B music?
Because we like mellow, cool, you know, we laid back and, you know, stuff like that, you know.
So basically, I ain't cool enough.
I ain't even cool enough. I'm just saying, like, just thought you was a Sagittarius, would like me, so I guess not.
Yeah, I do. I'm open to anything. I listen to all music. I ain't stuck on rap. I listen to country music, R&B, rock and roll, wrestling music, Cartoon Network theme songs. You name it, I dance off it. I don't care. If it's music, it's music. I love it. If I love it, or my kids love it, I love it. It's all time. I'm going to play it.
Okay. Well, you said anything you could dance off of. So, can you dance, or you just, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Do like the dances that they got out?
Nah, I mean, I could dance. I mean, you probably never see it. I mean, I ain't gonna say never, but I used to be on the dance team back in the day. But it's like, I won't really fold. I could dance though. They was like more like a you got served type of dancing. Or if that's what you meant by dancing, then yeah. But you ain't gonna see me doing that.
Okay.
I mean, I mean, if you seen my video, I mean, I'm just hyperactive as a person anyway. So it's like, I just do what I do, whatever, as I'm saying it. For the most part, I got to do what I'm saying as I'm rapping. So, I mean, I dance for the most of the whole time while I'm rapping anyway.
Okay. Well, I know you said you never did shows or anything, but in April, there's a show coming out with different artists. You have to sign up. You can sign up through Nika. It's the give back music concert. You sign up and you can win a 2-hour studio time, 2-hour photo shoot, an interview on a radio show and a talk show. So you should sign up, and then you have to get your friends and stuff to help, you know, donate like clothes, you know, canned goods and stuff like that. People, whoever got the most canned goods and clothes, they win. So, you know, look into that.
And
it's also a video shoot too, so you know, look into it.
So. It's like, I mean, who we giving to, though? We give it to the homeless or something?
Well,
not really.
I mean, I'm serious.
Hold on. Well, yeah, we give back to the community. So, you know, like, you know, people that's fortunate us, you know, the homeless people, like the women's shelter.
Just like people in general need.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, we not just taking the food and taking it home.
No.
<You know?
laughs> No, I wasn't saying it like that. I was just saying. I get homeless people money almost every day when I'm getting off on the highway. I mean, you ain't got no choice. They be all in your face staring dead at you, dead in your eyes.
Yeah, you know, you gotta give when you can.
Yeah, I give away about $5 a day. I give away like $5 a day.
That's good.
Oh, it feels bad. You said this last
April. Yeah. You have to hit up Nika.
Yeah.
You can go to my page and it's on there. You have to email her and just let her know you're trying to sign up. And you can just let the people know how they can find you again, like your social media and things like that.
You can find me on Facebook, Bono Jones Al, on Snapchat, Jones Al 21, Instagram, Jones World 59, and my YouTube channel is Bono Jones Al. And you can go and look at them videos. Anything you see on there is a pure freestyle. And that's that. Mm-hmm. That's how you're going to find me.
And tell your friends who's with the hottest radio station that's online, back with season 2. Okay, he didn't catch that one.
No, I ain't hear you.
Okay, tell your friends what's the hottest online radio show that's back with season 2. What's the name of it?
She put me on blast. You know, I don't know the y'all slogan, right? I don't know the whole. I be listening to radio. They got to say the whole catchphrase. I don't know the whole catchphrase yet.
It's After Hours with
yeah,
you.
That, yeah.
So you know how you said you learned them big words, you wrote it down, and then you know, I'm gonna need you to write that down and go learn and then come back.
I remember the After Hours with T, but I thought it was like a specific way I had to say it. Like, I'd be listening to the radio station, like, it'd be how the nigga sound the most.
Oh, no, nah. Yeah. I'm plain and simple and to the point. That's all we need. That's all we need.
We're gonna wrap it up,
and make sure you tell your friends to tune in each and every Tuesday at 10 p.m. And y'all can find me on Instagram at I'm T Melina 3 A's and an underscore.
And I don't really want y'all to find me, but. No, I'm just playing. Y'all can find me on Facebook and what's my Instagram? Mimi Mandrina underscore.
All right. Until next time, we're going to see y'all later at 10 p.m. next week. Same time, same place.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate y'all time.
All right, y'all.
You're welcome. Tell your friends to tell a friend to tell another friend to tune in next week.
And we're going to be here. We're going to meet you at 10 o'clock.
All right. All right, y'all. Bye.
Bye.